I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thank you for that introduction, Laura, and thank you for joining me for day 5 as we talk about power on today's weekday meditation. I want to draw your attention to a short piece of scripture that I think helps us wrap up this thought on power in this 5-day series. And let's take a look at this, found in Luke chapter 5, verse 15. It says, "But despite Jesus' instructions, the report of his power spread even faster, and vast crowds came to hear him preach and to be healed of their diseases." I believe with all my heart that the only place that we find great power, life-changing, life-altering power, is found in our walk with Jesus the Lord. And I believe with all my heart that Luke captures this when he says, the report of his power spread even faster, and vast crowds came to hear him preach, and they were healed. You know, when we see God's power at work, it will do amazing things. And I guess I would ask us the question today, when is the last time that you have seen amazing things in your life? Because today I want to lead you in a time of meditation and prayer that you might ask the Lord for great power. So friend, let's start off and join me in this prayer. Lord God, thank you for every participant in today's weekday meditation. Would you infuse them with resurrection Holy Spirit power? Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would pour down from heaven into their life the power to accomplish all that you have for them today. And would you give them wisdom that what they do today will make a difference for all time, and to prepare them to walk with you in your strength and your power day by day by day. And now, friend, just draw attention to your breath, breathe normally. Recognize that the goodness and the grace of God is like walking through a door. Let your breath be that picture that you're opening a door and leaving the friction and the pain and the sorrow and the anxiety of this world. And you're stepping into the most peaceful place in the presence of God. Tell the Lord how much you love him. Tell the Lord that you trust him today. Settle in and tell the Lord the areas in which you desperately need him to infuse you with power and wisdom with today. And now I want to give you a few moments where you can just stop. You don't have to read anything, listen to anything except for the voice of God. You might hear his promptings. You might feel his nudge. You might even hear his voice. However the Lord is speaking to you, know that this time is designated to simply hear from the God of all creation, who cannot wait to speak to you. The Creator cannot wait. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in a few moments. Thank you again for joining me for another weekday meditation as we've concluded this 5-day series on power. I know that when you truly ask the Lord and meditate and focus on him, friend, he will bless you in that, and he will indeed give you Holy Spirit power. Thanks for joining me in this opportunity to learn about power this week. And if you live around Atlanta, I hope I'll see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and you'll grab a copy of Power Routines, another extraordinary resource from Sugar Hill Church and Sugar Hill Resources. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.